Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And good morning. I'm Lee Harris in the newsroom. Glenn Shuck and John Montone out in the field for us this morning for the All Local. Glenn, back in Oceanside this morning, where a 16-year-old was stabbed to death in a parking lot near the high school. There's been an arrest, but the victim's sister wants to know why so many people just shot video of her brother being killed instead of using their phones to call for help. Glenn, that is a question a lot of people are asking this morning.
Yeah, when you have a smartphone in your hand, Lee, you would think that you would probably, at least somebody in that crowd of dozens, would decide, maybe I should call 911, but apparently that was not the case Monday when this teen was killed, 16-year-old Kasim Morris. Now, we do want to give you the information about the arrest. He's 18 years old, Tyler Flatch. He's from Aledo Beach. He decided, because he was on that video and the police were closing in, to surrender with an attorney by his side last night, now charged with second-degree murder. He'll be in court in Hempstead later this morning. Now, that arrest coming about 2 hours before this vigil in the parking lot of the strip mall where the teen was murdered on Monday. 300 people, in fact, gathered at that vigil, including Morris's two sisters. As you mentioned, they're both saying, wait a minute, we'll get justice here with Tyler Flatch, but what about everybody else that stood around and videotaped pretty unbelievably and did nothing?
And she was actually asking for more people to be arrested, right?
Yeah, and we've talked to police about that, Lee. In fact, I mean, is it a crime to videotape something like that and not report it? Apparently not. It's obviously not very smart, and probably you could even call it cruel, but they probably won't be charged. But here's the situation at Oceanside High School. Tensions are still pretty high because of all of this and the fact that a lot of people did nothing. There was actually a threat called into the high school yesterday, so we're seeing police still around the school this morning, patrolling around, as we mentioned. So a lot of bad feelings, understandably, after this tragedy. Lee.
All right, 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck live in my hometown of Oceanside, Long Island. Eric Garner's mother will testify today before the House Judiciary Committee, which is looking into possible federal legislation to prevent fatal misconduct by police officers. Reverend Al Sharpton also scheduled to testify. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a primary challenger. Democratic Party activist Badrun Khan actually filed the paperwork for her candidacy back in July, but she announced the launch of her campaign yesterday. Asked about her challenger, AOC said she's focusing on delivering for her district and trying not to focus too much on other folks in the field. In addition to Khan, there are at least five Republicans who say that they're going to challenge AOC. In Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, they're spraying the parks and the fields after mosquitoes there tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis, a virus that in severe cases can be deadly. Angie Devaney is the mayor of Berkeley Heights, and she has this advice for people walking around town.
Make sure that you have long sleeves on, long pants on, bug spray anytime you go out, dusk to dawn.
And she's asking residents to remove any standing water from their property. There have been at least 20 cases of Triple E, as it's known so far this year. Some in New Jersey and Connecticut, and deaths have been reported in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and in Michigan. Forget about UFOs. We don't have those anymore, but we do have UAPs, and they are real. Pilots are seeing them. Look at that thing. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone is more from Times Square, a place where, as far as I know, no UFO ever chose to land, John.
Well, everyone else seems to have landed here, but yeah, so I see the UAP as the story that I'm going to cover this morning that Editor Maloney sent to me. We call it the slug, and I'm thinking, what is this, a new delivery service so you get your Amazon package on time? But no, it stands for Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. The Navy has confirmed that pilots have spotted these speedy, very agile craft in their airspace, and so naturally I had to go out and talk to folks about this. Philip, a young man who landed here from the planet New Jersey said, finally, finally, the government is admitting that we're not alone, that there are other creatures out there, other life forms. And Lucas, a lifelong New Yorker, said, sure, I believe they're probably on Earth with us, probably down here with the coffee cart guys and the cabbies and the costumed characters. And he says he's not going to worry about it. They haven't done him any harm yet. One guy visiting from Romania thinks that the entire planet is like an ant farm that these extraterrestrials have been studying and may one day just want to stomp out. And finally, my buddy Sweet Lou, who plays the saxophone here on Times Square morning, says he hopes the ETs like jazz.
Now, you couldn't get him to play the theme from Close Encounters?
No. This is Sweet Lou is a classic jazz guy. That was a little Coltrane. And he believes that that might be the bridge between these different worlds.
Certainly, walking around New York, there's no reason to believe that we do not have people from outer space among us. John Montone, live in Times Square this morning. He is on the All Local. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.